The idiots, the controlled opposition, or useful idiots for the cult of Judah, who scripted JFK to 9/11, everything is a rich man's trick. They claim that this alleged Hitler business proposition that they had, or the businessmen in America, that they funded Hitler to make him powerful so that there could be a war, and that they could profit from it. On both sides, from the labor camps and from the on the German side and on the American side. But okay, there's some truth to all that, but not for the reasons they state. It was to destroy Germany. Not maybe the people in America went along with it because they were greedy, but that's why the Cult of Judah works. It appeals to the Western people, and if you tell people they can profit from a war that you want to have to destroy Germany, they're quite happy to jump on the bandwagon just to make the money, even though they have nothing against Germany. But this, the most ludicrous thing they've said so far, they've admitted things, unbelievable things they've omitted, but the most ludicrous thing they've said so far is that the Second World War bombed the Soviet Union back into the Stone Age, that it weakened the Soviet Union. Excuse me. But where was Russia? Where was the Soviet Union before the start of World War II? And where was the Soviet Union after the end of World War II? How much territorial expansion had the Soviet Union enjoyed by the end of World War II? There is no way in the world that World War II weakened the Soviet Union. It's true, America could, the Allies could have demanded the Soviet Union retreat back to Russia. And it could have liberated all the little nations because it had the atom bomb, which Russia did not have until 1949 officially. But to claim that somehow people were backing Hitler in America to fight communism and that they won, that they defeated communism somehow, is the most absurd thing anyone's ever said. It's the most absurd statement anyone's ever made in any of these documentaries. It just beggars belief that they will say it, they could say it, yeah, and not expect everyone to jump down their throats. Because the Soviet Union is the only power in World War II that expanded territorially. It's the only power that the British Empire fell apart completely. The British Empire lost its territory. America didn't gain any territory. America gained no advantage from it. Japan lost territory. Even China didn't gain anything, but it did actually gain American support, but that's another story. But the only power that gained anything from World War II was the Soviet Union, was international communism. And this guy, who the people who wrote JFK to 9/11, everything is a rich man's trick, I might copy and cut the clip out, but they claim that these businessmen in America won on every front. Yeah, that they supported Hitler because they were against international communism. It was the exact opposite. Read my book, The Cult. It's based, the introduction to it, the first book is based on the work of another author. I can't remember his name, but he wrote a great book, and I just made it more up to date, and I tried to make it clearer for people who would find that book inaccessible. But the winners of World War II were the Soviet Union. Maybe some American businessmen profited too. Maybe. And maybe some of them actually believed they were actually supporting Hitler to defeat international communism. Maybe some of them believed in the war propaganda. You can be a huge, successful industrialist and still be a naive fool. Yeah? Intelligence can be very compartmentalized. In most people, it's very compartmentalized. They can be genius and brilliant in one area, but totally childish and infantile in all the other areas. So anyway, this idea from this video, which is clearly a communist video, that America supported Hitler and brought him to power to defeat communism is the biggest joke I've ever heard. The most ludicrous, absurd, fatuous nonsense I've ever heard. Yeah? America was in the war, whether they knew it or not, to destroy Germany and make the world safe for international communism. And that was proven at the end of the war. If, as they say, the Soviet Union was bombed back into the Stone Age and weaker than ever, then why on earth didn't America take the advantage and push the Soviet Union back into Russia when they'd already realized by the end of the war that, or the leaders in the military in America had already realized they'd been fighting on the wrong side, and that they already almost immediately announced the Soviet Union as their new enemy. So this is utter nonsense. This is one of those controlled opposition, well-funded, you know, whatever. They got all the money and resources to make this crap, but it's controlled opposition, and it's going to misdirect and mislead people away from the true fact. The only one of the few things they mentioned was Rothschild owning 83% of J.P. Morgan Bank at the time of J.P. Morgan's death. That's probably underestimated. And naming the murderer of Oswald, the alleged assassination of JFK, assassinator of JFK, assassin, by naming who we think is not called, I don't think most people, I didn't know he was Jewish, the man who murdered Lee Harvey Oswald on camera was a Jewish mobster. And I made a video about that. But that's the only element, only positive thing I've learned from this so far. But you have to go through the garbage as I do every day. I have to go later and I have to be going through the garbage for an hour and a half at least, all around town looking for food, clothing and other things to survive. So you have to go through this sort of garbage too, this propaganda, to find the bits of truth that you can extract from it, the bits of value, like I do with the garbage. I go through dozens of huge dumpsters to come back, if I'm lucky, with a bag or two of food and other useful items. And that's exactly what I'm doing in this two and a half hour video. I'll probably have one or two things that I learned from it. Yeah. But if you weren't as informed as I am, it would have done the damage it's intended to do. But when you're fully informed, even propaganda can be used to our advantage. We can actually use it. And by directing people towards the nature of it and exposing it as propaganda, we can actually use the propaganda to achieve the opposite intention of what it had. So anyway, this absurd notion that the war weakened the Soviet Union is just the most absurd thing ever said. If it was true, and in a sense it's true, because like I say, the Allies were at their strongest and Russia was at its weakest at the end of the war. They were exhausted, yeah? Whereas the Allies were still fresh. America was still fresh. America could, especially with the atom bomb advantage, could have forced the Soviet Union back into Russia, but that was never their intention. The intention of it was the Jewish power influence behind all this was to destroy Germany and expand the Soviet Union, which was at that time absolutely under the control of Jewish people, of Jews, of Jewish power, as was America. But read my book, The Cult. It's a quadrilogy. Download it using the links, please, because sooner or later, I'm going to end up in trouble for trying to do the right thing. I'm a philosopher, so I accept that I'm going to end up in trouble. As a philosopher, you can either not be a philosopher and try to stay out of trouble, or you can accept your vocation and accept the costs involved in that. And for me, like Socrates, there's no living if I can't live in Ma'at. I'm not actually living on this plane. I'm living in Ma'at. I'm living in truth and justice, which is almost in direct opposition to everything that defines this planet. But anyway, so the video is almost 9 minutes, and I hope you got the point. I'll see if I can. I'm waiting for the router. I hope I get it again today. Got so many things to upload, and then I've got to go out and go through the other garbage. Right now, I'm sorting through the propaganda garbage. Later in the day, I have to go through all the actual physical garbage, the dumpsters, yeah? And it's all very smelly and dusty and dirty, but that's how I survive, because I don't get the support that I need just to survive. But thanks again to Victor Ryan. He's the only reason I can still actually pay my rent, yeah? Okay, ciao for now.
As Jack Ruby. The Hitler Project, as this rich elite called it, could hardly have turned out very much better. Their businesses had made colossal profits. Prescott had got his Union Bank back. The communist menace they so wanted to contain had almost sunk back in the Middle Ages with the ravages of war,
And we haven't failed.
Robinsons have seized control of the narrative. And when we get to Alpha Centauri, when our families are told the story of what happened here, how do you think our roles will be cast?
So what do you suggest we do?
Rewrite the story.